Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like for you to turn to the Gospel of Luke, the fifth chapter. I appreciate Kurt reading that earlier for our scripture reading, and I'd like to start our lesson off by reading that again. The basis of our lesson is here in Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Now so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Now when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. And they came and filled the boats so that they began to sink. Then Simon Peter saw it. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.' So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him." That is a wonderful account of an event that Jesus did, and a number of people got to witness that and be there for that. And we're going to look at this passage, the first 11 verses, and there is a lot of things that I think we can apply to our lives today. It's not just a story that involved Peter and some fishermen. It applies to us today. Verses 1 through 3 stated, "So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets." One of the things that we see in this, and then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. One of the things that we see in this group of verses here is Jesus used any and every circumstance he could to teach people. We see Jesus through the Gospels using the temple, using a synagogue, the marketplace, walking on the road, a woman at a well. And here, there was a group that had come to him out by the sea. And he used this circumstance to be able to teach people. And Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they were fishermen. They were partners. And they contributed in their way. And I look at just you, how there's only one person at a time that's up preaching the word of God. But so many of you are contributing to that in so many different ways. They let Jesus use their boats. How many of you take each other to doctor's appointments? How many of you help babysit children? How many of you help prepare meals for others? Sit in on a Bible study that the Word of God may be preached. And I see this. This is not just a story about Peter and James and John and Andrew and those guys, fishermen. But not only they, but they benefited from it, but others did also. It spread so much farther than what was just right there. In verse 4, it says, when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Jesus cared about them. Jesus knew they'd worked and toiled all night. They were fishermen. I know there are times when we feel that we're at work and just spinning our wheels and getting nothing done sometimes, but that literally had taken place. The guys had been out there fishing all night and they had not caught anything. Jesus cared about them. And he said, launch out into the deep and throw your nets out. To be successful, sometimes we need to launch out into the deep. We need to proverbially go out into areas and do it Jesus' way. I find it interesting, and this is unique for Jesus. Jesus was the son of a carpenter. He wasn't a fisherman. And he's telling these fishermen how to do their business. I just wonder, it's not recorded, but I wonder what went through Peter's mind when this Jesus, they're professional fishermen, and Jesus is telling them how to do their job. It's not recorded, but knowing Peter, I bet you a little thought went through his mind. Verse 5, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, he's explaining the situation to him. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. They had been active but ineffective. They had been toiling on that treadmill. Hate treadmills. Put out a lot of effort and you don't go anywhere. You're still there. Used to like running neighborhoods and stuff like that. You get someplace. They had worked all night. And that's frustrating. To put in a whole shift and not get anything done. Some of us have jobs like that. You put the time in and just, where did it go? And I haven't got anything done. They were active, but ineffective. And we see that they were obedient. Obedient. A lot has been being talked about recently in Bible class, Sunday morning Bible class, about obedience. They were obedient to Jesus' way, and they yielded to him. They didn't say, well, what do you know about this, Jesus? You're the son of a carpenter. Don't try to tell us our business. We've been out there working all night. Are you trying to tell us we don't know what we're doing? They didn't say that because Jesus told them to. They were obedient. And we see the results. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. And their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Do you trust me as a person? Just nod some heads. Some of you, that's a great picture. It really is. You can't see it. But Curtis told me they've ordered the bulb. and it should be here, and it's going to be brighter and more clear. That's a great picture, and you just can't see it right now. But if we did this maybe next week, this would be a great picture. They had success when they were obedient. There's a lot of people, religious-minded, spinning their wheels, putting a lot of effort into their religious beliefs, but getting nowhere. Sincere. Sincere. We've had some experiences the last couple of days with some people online trying to teach about the importance of baptism. Not a doubt in my mind, they're sincere. Dick has put some wonderful words out there. I tried to put some words out there. They're spinning their wheels. Religious minded. It's like on the day of Pentecost in Acts, it says Jerusalem was filled with devout men. But yet they still needed to be baptized. They still needed salvation. There's a lot of success comes when we're obedient to God's word. And the fact that they worked together. They worked together. James and John in the other boat came over to help them, and together they did it. That shows the importance of us working together. One of us might be able to accomplish something, but how much more can we accomplish working together as a congregation, as friends, as, you know, Caitlin working with her team, spreading God's word. Malcolm Parsley over in Korea doesn't do it by himself. People help him. And that's what we see here. Peter and Andrew calling over James and John to help them. Verse 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He got it. I'm the pro. I'm the professional. And he's the Lord. I get it now. Peter realized that it was Jesus and not his own abilities. If it was fishing abilities, Peter knows what to do, but it's not him. How many times have we had great success when we get out of our way? When we realize it's Jesus. We can't just sit back. Well, Jesus, you catch the fish. Peter still had to throw the net out there. He still had to launch out into the deep. But it was Jesus. And Peter was humbled and convicted. Just like the people were at his words on the day of Pentecost. When they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved?" They were humbled. They were convicted. It came full circle for Peter. The words he would preach would humble and convict others. Verse 9, "For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken." More than just Peter was affected by this. The power of Jesus is felt by those that are exposed to him. And that's where we come in. We know the power of Jesus is there, but people have to hear it. Those of you that invite people to hear the Word of God here, those of you that take the Word of God to others, at work, in your neighborhood, to your family members at home, when they're exposed to Jesus, it has great impact on them. Verse 10, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men. He used this analogy almost like a parable. You're going to be fishers of men from now on. You've always been, your work has been about catching fish. You're going to be catching men. If it was to farmers, you're going to be growing and nurturing men. If it was a teacher, you're going to be teaching men. You're going to be building men. Whatever the case may be. Jesus explained the application, and there always is an application for us. That's where we have to find it. We have to look in any and all circumstances for that application. And it ends up in verse 11. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. There's the application. Is not quitting our jobs, but forsaking all. You can still have a job and still forsake all. Still got to eat. Got to have a place to live. But you can forsake all and make Jesus the priority. And from then on, they started following Jesus. They were converted. Not just following and listening to him. A lot of people hung around Jesus for the free lunch. Hey, heal my daughter. The looky-loos that just wanted to see what was going on. What's he going to do today? Been hearing a lot of hubbub. These people were converted. They forsook all and followed him. One thing I get from this is Jesus wanted and he used common people. Like you and me. I'm glad Jesus likes common people. Because I'd be out in the cold if he didn't. In Luke 9, Jesus will send these very people out with the, as part of the 12 to teach and heal. In Matthew 28, he will give them the Great Commission to go into the world and to expose me to the world. And then we see the book of Acts, how they turn the world on its ear. They go from being inactive but ineffective fishermen to being fishers of men. And so can we. A lot of application for us in this account. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you need to forsake all and start following him, I urge you to do so today. If there is sin in your life that prevents you from effectively following him, cast it out. Get rid of it. Repent. If you need prayers of the congregation, if you've been studying and want to put your Lord on in baptism, if you're humbled and convicted by the sin in your life and need to be baptized, please do so. If you've been looking for a church home, if you've been exploring and visiting some of the congregations of the Lord's Church in the Valley and would like to work and worship with us here, If that would be your desire, please let us know. Whatever your need, as Daryl leads us in the invitation song, please come forward and let your needs be known and we'll address those. Let's stand.